Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about To Look at You. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 45:1-46:27, Psalm 16:1-6, Proverbs 3:17-18, and then Matthew 16:21-17:13. Again, we're going to be talking about To Look at You. Our focal scripture is going to come from Matthew 17:8, which says, "They saw no one except Him, Jesus, alone." When we gaze at Christ's face and make Him the center of our attention and love, then we are gradually and continuously changed into the likeness of Christ. Thus, we are transformed from one degree of glory to another. The Spirit within us, being the silent artist who makes us into His own image. We become like Him in character and in countenance. A young man was so much like his father in appearance that it prompted everyone who knew him to comment on the fact. The mother said, "It's strange, because when Andrew was small as a child, he looked so much like me. Then when he was about 5, he became intrigued with being with his father. He used to go into his father's study and sit there until his father would say, 'Is there anything you want?' Andrew replied, 'No, I don't want anything. I just want to look at you.' He would sit there and lovingly gaze into his father's face for such a long time that I honestly believe this is how he became to look so much like him. This is just as there is a law in photography that says, the angle of the incidence equals the angle of reflection. In other words, if you want a full face reproduction, you must look full face into the camera. So there is a law in life that causes us to become like the one that we gaze at. If we look sideways at Christ, we only have a partial reflection. If we look fully at Him, we get a full reflection. We become like that on which we gaze." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful for Your forgiveness. And even when we fall short at times, and often we just give You a sideways glance when we ought to be continuously gazing into Your face, help us to behold You so that we are transformed from what I am, what we are, into who You are. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Mark 5:1-20, Luke 23:44-49, and Matthew 27:55-56. And keep these two questions in mind. What was the centurion's response? Number two, what did the demoniac do when he saw Jesus? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next Trail Ride.